Mahabharat Part 1, Chapter 31, Part 4, Yudhisthira delivers Duryodhan. Some of the Kuru soldiers escaped. They ran around to the other side of the lake and approached Yudhisthira. Falling before him, they implored him to help. The Gandharvas have captured Dhritarashtra's mighty armed son. His brothers and women are also being held prisoner. O son of Kunti, please save them. Bhima looked at his cousin Duryodhan's crying followers and laughed. What we would have had to achieve with great effort on the battlefield, the Gandharvas have easily done for us. It is most fortunate that they are still those in the world who would do us good. Plainly, Duryodhan came here with evil intentions, but he has been overtaken by unforeseen consequences. This is surely what he deserves for his sinful motivations. No doubt the evil-minded one wanted to gloat over us in our misery. Well then, he deserves to suffer. Yudhisthira stopped Bhima's sarcastic words. This is not the time for cruelty, old child. Why do you speak so harshly to these Kurus? They are frightened and have come seeking our protection. Can we let our family disputes come in the way of honor? Among ourselves, we are 5 and they are 100. But when an enemy of the Kurus has come, we are 105 brothers. The wretched-minded Gandharva knows we are living here, but disregarding us, he has insulted the ladies of our family. Yudhisthira looked around at his other brothers. O foremost of men, arm yourselves for battle. Go at once and rescue Duryodhan and his brothers and wives. By then, the Kuru soldiers had arrived in great war chariots. Yudhisthira pointed to the chariots and said, "Mount these golden chariots and rush upon the Gandharvas. For even an ordinary Kshatriya would try his best to protect one who seeks protection. What then shall I say to you, O Vrikodara? Indeed, what could give us more happiness? The bestowal of a boon, the birth of a son, and sovereignty are all sources of joy. But the happiness of saving an enemy in distress is equal to all 3 of them. Dear Bhima, your sworn enemy Duryodhan now depends upon you for his life. Could there be anything to give you more pleasure than to protect him?" Yudhisthira said that he would have gone himself, but he was bound by the vow of the sacrifice he was performing. Therefore, he was asking his brothers to go in his place and liberate the prisoners. Hearing Yudhisthira's command, Arjuna vowed, "If the Gandharvas do not release the Kauravas, then the earth shall drink their blood." When they heard Arjuna's vow, the Kuru soldiers were encouraged. They handed over their chariots, and the four brothers, after donning armor, mounted. Headed by Bhima, they raced to the other side of the lake, appearing like four blazing fires. When the other Kurus saw them arrive ready for battle, they shouted in joy. Hearing their shouts, the Gandharvas, who were preparing to depart with their prisoners, turned and saw the Pandavas approaching. The Gandharva warriors immediately took up their battle formation. A skirmish then ensued as they released arrows at the Pandavas, but the Pandavas countered their attack. Arjuna, hoping that they may be able to convince the Gandharvas without bloodshed, raised his bow and called out, "O Gandharvas, let go of my brother King Duryodhan." The Gandharvas laughed. "We obey only one person's order. Under his rule we pass our days free from misery. O descendant of Bharat, we are always obedient to his command only." Angered by their disregard, Arjuna responded, "Contact with others' wives and fighting with ordinary men are not proper behaviors for celestials. At the command of Dharmaraj, you should release the Kauravas and their women. Otherwise, I will have to rescue them by force." Arjuna could see that the Gandharvas were ignoring him. He then immediately fired fierce arrows at them. The Gandharvas turned and swiftly responded with their own blazing shafts. They quickly surrounded the Pandavas, sending arrows, axes, maces, and swords at them by the thousands. The Pandava brothers, facing the four directions, countered their weapons while simultaneously attacking the Gandharvas. Then an extraordinary battle took place, with thousands of Gandharvas fighting against the four superhuman Pandava brothers. The Gandharvas tried to destroy the Pandavas' chariots, as they had destroyed the chariots of Karna and Duryodhan. But they were checked by the Pandavas' arrows and could not get close enough to do any harm. Arjuna was enraged. He then began to invoke celestial weapons. He threw the Agneya Astra, which threw thousands of Gandharvas dead. Bhima's forceful arrows killed innumerable other Gandharvas, while the sons of Madri, fighting with prowess, attacked and killed hundreds of other Gandharvas. The Gandharvas rose up to the sky, taking with them their prisoners. But Arjuna released the arrows by tens of thousands and created a net over the Gandharvas. Then they angrily attacked Arjuna by throwing down maces, darts, and swords. Checking their weapons, Arjuna fired crescent-headed shafts, which tore off the Gandharvas' heads and limbs. Then they tried overcoming Arjuna with a fearful shower of celestial weapons. But Arjuna held off all those missiles with his arrows. By invoking various mystical weapons, Arjuna created havoc among his foes, and they screamed in terror. Chitrasena could see that his followers were being routed by the Pandavas. he rushed at Arjuna with his mace held aloft. With swift arrows, Arjuna cut his iron mace into 7 pieces. The Gandharva king resorted to illusion and appeared to attack the Pandavas from all sides. Arjuna then invoked the Shabdavedi weapon, which destroys illusion. Chitrasena disappeared from sight, continuously raining down weapons of every description. But Arjuna attacked him with arrows, capable of striking an unseen enemy. Chitrasena, who was fighting the Pandavas only to protect his honor, then appeared in front of Arjuna and said, "Behold, it is only your friend fighting with you." Seeing Chitrasena approaching in peace, Arjuna withdrew his weapons while his brothers did the same. The Gandharva king and Anjuna inquired about each other's welfare, and then Arjuna said, "O hero, what purpose do you serve by punishing the Kurus? Why do you persecute Duryodhan and his followers?" Chitrasena smiled. "O Dhananjay, I already knew some time back the real purpose for Duryodhan's coming here. He wanted to mock you in your adversity and flaunt his own wealth. Understanding this, Indra ordered me to capture that wretch and his followers and bring them before him in chains. Therefore, allow us to carry them away." Arjuna shook his head. "If you want to please me, then let them go. Dharmaraj has commanded this, for they are our kinsfolk." The sinful Duryodhan is full of vanity. He does not deserve to be freed. He has deceived and wronged your brother Yudhishthir and has grievously offended your wife Draupadi. O Arjuna, Duryodhan came here to add insult to injury. Yudhishthir is not aware of his reason for coming. Therefore, let us explain it to him and see what he decides after that." Arjuna agreed, and they all went to Yudhishthir to inform him of what had transpired. Yudhishthir said, "Dear sir, it is fortunate for us that although you possess great prowess, you did not slay Dhritarashtra's wicked sons. Our family honor has thus been saved, and it will be further saved if you release them. I am pleased to see you. Please tell me if there's anything I can do for you, and then return in peace to your own abode." Chitrasena was delighted at Yudhishthir's words. "I am satisfied simply upon seeing you, O Great One. We shall now free the Kurus." The Gandharva brought his captives into the Pandavas' presence. Then Lord Indra appeared and sprinkled celestial nectar on the Gandharvas who had been slain. Thus they all regained their lives. Headed by Chitrasena, they rose up to the skies and vanished. In an affectionate voice, the ever-compassionate Yudhishthir spoke to Duryodhan. "O child, never again commit such a rash act, for a rash man can never become happy. O Kuru Prince, be blessed now with all your brothers. Go home now, and do not be despondent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.